let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. One of the things Donald H. Godfrey stresses the most in his powerful new memoir, Leaving Freedom to Find Peace, is that he truly loves America. He desperately wanted to believe that it was the land of the free and the home of the brave. But often his home country ended up breaking his heart over and over again. He discusses the state of affairs that led to his immigration from the United States and the peace and comfort he found in his adopted home of Ghana. One of the defining moments in Donald's life came in February 1964 in Jacksonville, Florida. It was there that the KKK bombed his family home in retaliation for Godfrey's enrollment in an all-white elementary school. Several members of the KKK were arrested and tried for the crime. They were all acquitted. Donald is a veteran of the U.S. military, spent 4 years as a Navy submariner radio man, 17 years as a Coast Guard radio man, retired with the rank of Chief Communications Warrant Officer, a bachelor's degree from Regent College University in New York, master's degree from the University of Maryland University College, certified as an information system security professional since 2000. He went on to work as an information system security consultant, then joined the State Department Foreign Service and worked in a number of countries. Donald now lives in Ghana, married with 8 children. In his spare time, enjoys ancient history, studying ancient African history, and lecturing at local colleges. Donald Godfrey, author of Leaving Freedom to Find Peace, My Life's Journey, joins us from Ghana on This Week in America. Donald, welcome to the program. It's so great to have you with us.
Thank you. Thank you. It's good to be here.
Thank you very much. It is our pleasure. And what an important story to tell. And I'm always inspiration in the motivation, the inspiration for writing the book. At what point did you decide this really is a story that I want to share and I can help other people? When did this idea for a book begin?
I had a lot of friends when I would tell them my story. I would often hear, you know, you need to write a book. And I'm not an author. As you can tell, I'm more of a technician. But, I kept hearing it over and over and over again. And I decided, I said, well, I'll gather some information from the Freedom of Information Act, from the FBI files. I was working with the FBI for a little bit as a contractor. And I just started writing from that aspect. From the FBI files, I wrote about the bombing, but it didn't turn out to be much of a story. It was just like a long essay. And after that, I decided to just go ahead and complete the story of my life and how I got to Ghana.
You know, it's such a powerful memoir, and people read this and are moved by what you went through and gives us a glimpse of how things were, possibly how things still are here in the country. As you're an author and putting the story together and you're taking the story out to other people, what brings you, how does that feel? Is there pleasure, is there happiness in the success you've had as an author in telling this story?
Oh, that's a very good question. Writing the book was therapeutic for me. I didn't write it for anyone else. I started writing it because I wanted to leave a legacy for my children, you know, my offsprings and their offspring,
yes,
so they could have an idea of who we were and the struggles that we went through. And I found myself, as writing the story, I found myself crying. I mean, just crying, because it began to bring up all the hurt, all the experiences that I would see my grandfather and my grandmother go through. And so I was the typical angry black man, yeah. And I didn't know how angry I was until I started writing the book. And some of that anger comes out in the book, where some people can't read it because they're thinking that it's a happy story. And it's not a very happy story. There are some happy moments, but it was a struggle.
Well, it's like a true life, a depiction of what you went through and the feelings. And as you're reading through this, was this part of you mentioned therapeutic, was this almost sort of a healing process for you actually writing the book?
it was a healing process. I want to say I am less angry. I know I'm less angry. I used to wake up angry, but now being out of that situation in America, I felt like I was caged. I felt like I was a caged animal. You know how you see those animals in the zoo and they just keep walking around?
Walking back and forth, yes.
Back and forth, back and forth. And they can't go anywhere. They're in a box. That's how I felt. And I was just angry. And I felt like I needed to get out or I would go insane. And that is what you're seeing in America now. You're seeing the insanity of being boxed in.
Do you think, and that's so interesting because we feel like maybe now progress is going to be made. Maybe now people are paying attention after the tragic series of events over the last couple of months. Do you feel better now that maybe at any time, it's not just lip service we're offering, but maybe we're going to see some fundamental changes?
I have a wait-and-see attitude.
Yes.
I have a wait-and-see attitude. I think Trump is actually the wolf, and Biden is the fox. Biden is the slick guy that's going to tell black people everything they want to hear. Trump is the wolf that's going to say, hey, listen, this is what it's going to be like, and you either accept it or not. Now, in my opinion, and I really don't like to talk about politics, Biden has to get some vice president that is going to at least do some of the right things. I don't have a whole lot of confidence. I know that the American culture was built on racism. Racism is the fabric or the foundation from which the United States was built on. Matter of fact, most of the Americas was built on racism. And I don't know how you're going to change that unless you break the foundation. If you want to, anytime you build a house on a foundation and the foundation is like cracking, you can't do nothing with the house. You have to either build another house or break the foundation. And that, in my opinion, is what is going on in America right now. The foundation is crumbling.
Well, it's interesting. It's one thing to say I am outraged and we need to do something, but then comes the action part, and we all have to sort of wait and see what happens now with a follow-through. Our guest on the program is Donald Godfrey, author of the book Leaving Freedom to Find Peace, My Life's Journey. What kind of response are you getting from people who read the book, maybe friends, family members who are reading the book? What's it been like so far, the feedback from the book, Leaving Freedom to Find Peace?
It is a hot and cold thing. There doesn't seem to be an in-between. Either you like it or you can't read it. And the people generally who cannot read it are those that are very patriotic, or those that are very Christian, because I am not kind to Christianity, although I've been told I need to lighten up a bit. But the Christianity, in my opinion, makes black people weak, feeble-minded, because they're leaving it up to Jesus to solve their problems. And we have been praying to Jesus for the last 500 years, and for some reason, he hasn't answered our prayers. So I kind of put that forward in the preface. I put that in the preface, and I talk about the reasons why I think this way. And if we haven't corrected this problem in 500 years, what is going to make it, what's going to correct it now? And in my opinion, there's nothing that's going to correct it because, as I said, the foundation of the United States was built on racism. So you can't, unless you demolish the foundation, which the house will fall, there is no solution that is going to solve the problem. that's why I said I need to get out of here. This is not. I can't truly be free, continuing to beg for my freedom.
How difficult was that decision to leave? In the background, talked about college educated, a master's degree here in the U.S., a U.S. veteran, traveled extensively around the world to work for the State Department. How difficult was it to say, I have to leave?
It started early. I mean, when my house was bombed, it shaped my paradigm. It shaped my paradigm that this home of the free and the brave is not really for black people. It's a slogan, but it doesn't apply to all people. And that carried me throughout, because I would try and then I would get kicked back. I would try and I would get kicked back. And in the book, you'll see that. Over and over and over again, racism would raise its head, and I'm like, man, I'm tired of dealing with this. And I was all I do is study, all I do is read. I'm actually a nerd compared to some people, what people would say. But I was in Thailand. I had gotten a job in Thailand. I wasn't working for the State Department per se. I was a contractor, and one of the State Department persons said, oh man, since you love Africa so much, you ought to join the State Department. And I laughed because it was, for me to join the State Department, it would have cut my pay in half, or even a little bit more than half, almost 60%. And so I laughed about that, and I couldn't see myself joining the State Department for less money. But I got laid off, and I joined the State Department. He says, if you join the State Department, you can go to Africa. And I'm like, wow, that is great. Joined the State Department. I was able to get out. And once I got out, I don't see myself coming back.
Donald Godfrey is our guest on the program. He's the author of Leaving Freedom to Find Peace, My Life's Journey. You'll find it at Amazon, all the usual places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you'll be able to link on directly. When I'm thinking about who the book is designed for, it's an eye-opening book that's designed, I think, for everybody. And I'm thinking about maybe like high school kids, college kids interested into looking into the mind of maybe a young black man who wants to be free, as you were. Is that part of the market? Younger people who are just about ready to enter into real life after getting out of school, and giving them a sense of the country, where it was and where it is.
Exactly. I'm not advocating for people to leave. If you're willing to stay, you're going to have to fight for your freedom. Freedom, it does not come cheap. I've been called coward, because I left. But freedom also is connected to violence, and you have to fight. I wasn't willing to fight in the United States, putting my family at risk and stuff like that. So, yes, young people should read it. It is more of a history of the civil rights era, and peering through the eyes of a young black man wanting to be free.
What's interesting is you do the research, and you talked about in the beginning doing the research to put the book together, the basis for the book, Living Freedom to Find Peace, My Life's Journey, by Donald Godfrey, our guest on the program. And you've got that there. So it's not just throwing things out. Everything is documented, all of your thoughts. And time is going by so quickly, but I want to go back to that day, February 15th of 1964, and you talk about it like it was yesterday, and that's certainly understandable. Talk a little bit about the emotions you went through and how life really changed that day as your home is being bombed.
Well, first thing is, I didn't know who the Ku Klux Klan was. I didn't know who the KKK was, although my family did. And, they would talk but I really didn't understand, and they didn't talk much around me. But my experience at school and coming home from school, I knew that I was doing something that not all young boys were doing. You know, they were calling me names. I would walk home with a little white girl. I don't even remember. I think her name was Phyllis. I can't remember her name. But they would call her all kinds of nasty names. I'm like, what is that? You know, but I didn't like the way they were saying it. And these are adults. These are mothers saying this to us as we walked home. When the house was bombed, we were homeless. And my grandparents was upset with my mother, of course, because she had the audacity to do this. We lived with church members. We went from one house to the other until they gathered enough money, or my grandmother and my mother gathered enough money to rent another home. The home that we were in was demolished, but it turned out that my uncle and his wife was able to revitalize it. So anyway, it broke up the family. It broke up the family seriously. And that's one of the things I wrote about. It was three sisters. One of them committed suicide prior to the bombing. After the bombing, the two other sisters split up, and they didn't talk to each other until they died. They never spoke to each other again. So, you know, it's bad.
Well, it is. And here's an experience that just a tragedy that's shaped you, that stayed with you. And the basis of that was what hatred from people that didn't even know you. That's what's so incredible, how this happens, how we allowed this to happen as a country. The book is Living Freedom to Find Peace, My Life's Journey. Donald Godfrey, the author and our guest. A few minutes left in the program. What is your goal for the book? What do you hope when we read this book that we take away from your story and how we can apply it to make things better for everybody?
Well, like I was saying earlier, the book was written with my children, for my children, for my offspring, so they would have something to hold on to. And it talks about my grandmothers and my mother and stuff like that and their life. It documented how we survived in the past and using some of those tactics and methods to survive in the future. I also would like, I pray that there's a movie or some sort of documentary to document this, because there's only three Klan bombing survivors that I know of, and one of them is the Klan bombing of Miss Sarah Collins Rudolph, and she was the fifth little girl in the Birmingham bombing on Sunday morning. They were going to Sunday school, the Birmingham 16th Street Baptist Church bombing in Birmingham, Alabama, on the 15th September 1963. So, it's like I say, it's only three of us. It's my mother, Iona Godfrey King, Mrs. Sarah Collins Rudolph, which is the fifth little girl of the four little girls bombing in Birmingham, and myself. So after we're gone, I don't know of any other survivors of a Klan bombing.
And it's so important in history to understand. And a couple minutes left. You are a very talented author. I know it didn't start off as writing a book, but are you working on anything else now? Are there any other topics that you would like to write a book about?
Yes. I would also like to write about African spirituality. There is a... I don't know what to call it. There's a, like, a bad feeling if you embrace African spirituality. You have to embrace Christianity, Judaism, Islam, or something that is what they call orthodox. But if you embrace African spirituality, which people call voodoo, it's bad, and it is not bad. It is who our ancestors were. My wife is very spiritual. My wife is a medium that talks with the spirits, and she didn't seek this. She was born with this. So my next book is going to be basically on how she has evolved through life, and we can talk about African spirituality and the good things of how it has helped us, you know, because it is part of this,
yes,
this whole experience.
Well, I hope we have a chance to talk about that. And I want to take just a minute or so here at the end, living now in Ghana. Talk about what that move has meant to your life. You were an angry black man here in the United States. Talk about who you are today, and it sounds like a totally different than who you would have been, who you would have been had you stayed here in the United States.
All right. Who I am today, I have released a lot of the anger, like I was saying.
Yes.
We live very free. My grandchildren live with us, and they can run around, they can do everything. Children in the United States can't even run around. They can't go to the park. They can't. These kids, they run, they play, you hear laughter, they chase goat, they chase cows, they gather chicken eggs, they get coconuts out of the tree. I mean, it warms your heart. All of this stuff that I had, it was like detoxing.
Yes.
I detoxed.
Yes.
All of that stuff that I had in me now is no longer there. I can, when I walk down the street, they say, good morning, sir, good afternoon, sir. I can't even stand up in a place. All the people that are younger than me have to give up their chair. It's the culture. They must let me sit down, although I'm not that old where I need to sit down, but I have to follow the protocol. They give up the seat, I have to sit down. It is different. It is so different. It's not a utopia. Don't get me wrong. It's not a utopia. There are problems. But I don't have to be worried about stopped by a policeman. I don't have to be worried about being killed by my own people. I don't have to worry about the violence. That is it. I don't have to worry about the violence, a violent death.
And Donald I'm sorry, finish that thought.
I think that sums it up. I think that sums it up totally. I don't have to worry about a violent death.
And your kids can be kids, and I love that description of what they're able to do. It's Donald living now in Ghana. The book we're talking about, Leaving Freedom to Find Peace, My Life's Journey, Donald Gottfried. Donald is D-O-N-A-L. If you're Googling, the book's available at Amazon, all of the usual places. If you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, you can link on to get information on the book and on Donald just by going to the website. Donald, it's been a pleasure having you on the program to share your story. We'll stay in touch, and hopefully we'll have a chance to do this again. Thank you for being with us on the program.
Thank you. Thank you, sir. It was my pleasure.
It was a pleasure having you with us. Leaving Freedom to Find Peace, My Life's Journey is the book by our guest Donald Gottfried. Book available at Amazon. Information on our website. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.